Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're going to shine a light on why some scientists are worried about sunscreen. We had Max Kozlov and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Max and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So before we talk about these concerns, will you explain how sunscreens actually work?
Well, sunscreens are designed to protect your body from ultraviolet radiation, or UV rays, that come from the sun and can cause skin cancer.
How do sunscreens protect you from UV rays?
Well, physical sunscreens sit on top of your skin and act like a shield, deflecting the ultraviolet radiation from your body.
These sunscreens leave that classic white residue that we associate with hot beach days. They're usually marketed as natural sunscreens or mineral sunscreens.
But these days, many of us use chemical sunscreens, which absorb ultraviolet radiation, convert it into heat, and then release that heat from our skin.
That's the type of sunscreen some scientists worry about most.
Why?
Well, many chemical sunscreens are made with compounds like oxybenzone and octinoxate. And when they wash off, those ingredients might hurt marine life and more specifically cause something called coral bleaching.
So what's coral bleaching?
If you've ever seen underwater pictures of coral reefs, you know that they can be all sorts of colors. In most cases, these colors can come from microscopic organisms that live in and are part of the reef itself.
Coral bleaching happens when those colorful organisms are ejected from the coral reef.
And when they're gone, the coral reefs turn white and sometimes die.
Why is that a problem?
Well, coral reefs aren't just pretty objects in the water. 25% of the ocean's fish depend on coral reefs for their habitat, even though coral reefs are found in only 1% of the ocean.
John Whitman, who's a marine biologist at Brown University, has been studying the same corals in the Galapagos for 20 years. He remembers when he saw them turn white.
I jumped over the side of the boat and looked down, and it was like a snowstorm. It was just one of the most dramatic seascapes you can ever see.
And chemical sunscreens can cause all of this?
Well, most scientists agree that rising sea temperatures and ocean acidification are mostly to blame. But John says that sunscreen chemicals can also play a role.
There's some scientific disagreement about whether there's enough of those chemicals in the water to hurt coral reefs.
It's not that it's not a serious threat, because it is, but for it to be harmful, it requires the concentrations of sunscreen to reach pretty high levels.
But some places that rely on corals for tourism aren't taking any chances.
Hawaii, Key West, Aruba, and Palau have all banned sunscreens with those chemicals.
That's because those places have a lot of swimmers in relatively enclosed bays, where the concentration of sunscreen chemicals can really build up.
Some scientists have also found that these chemicals can harm fish development, but again, it all comes down to how much sunscreen's actually in the water.
So what are my options for reef and fish-conscious sunscreen?
To find out more, we spoke with Craig Downs, a scientist who's been researching sunscreens for the past decade at the Hereticus Environmental Laboratory. Craig says there's a pretty simple solution.
Wear clothing. Wear a UPF or any type of clothing. UPF is a universal protection factor. It's like SPF for sunscreens, but it's a rating for clothing.
Craig also says to look for sunscreens that are labeled reef safe or oxybenzone free.
And whatever you do, it's still important to wear some form of sun protection when you go out.
Great. Thanks, Max and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment Society and the Publix Radio.